lunch with them up there, are we?
Who? Our kids?
Our kids.
We're not up there with them.
Like during regular cafeteria hours?
That's what I go.
Well, last year I went all the time. I've only been a few times this year, but.
You know, Hominy, when I first moved
back,
they did not encourage that.
Whatever, you can take them.
Why would you want
to
take them?
You
just can't take them
a
pop.
You'll be the only one. Yeah, you'll be the only one.
I was the only one.
Right. In Texas, though, that was like just the norm. If your parents didn't come and have lunch with you at least once a week, they didn't like
it. It's okay, my dad never ate lunch with me.
Y'all ready?
Call me to the door.
Can we have the roll call?
William Sipinoff?
Here.
John Yett?
Present.
Angela Pratt?
Okay.
Maria Whitmer?
Here.
Alice Buffalohead?
Present.
RJ Walker?
Here.
Declare we have a quorum. Prayer. Maria?
Father God, we just come to you right now just thanking you for this day and just praising you for all the blessings and all the kindness and mercies that you bestow on us, Lord. We just ask that you be with us today to strengthen us and to lift us up, help us stay alert and give us sharp minds and kind hearts to do this work that we need to do. Help us make good decisions. Lord, I just ask that you be with people of the Osage Nation, wherever they may be, either the ones that are sick and in sorrow and mourning, be with our elders, and Lord, just help strengthen the mind of our little children. We just ask that you be with all the service people that protect our nation. Just ask for protection for them. We just thank you for the ability to sit here and do our jobs and be live in the land that we have plenty. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next.
It says that I declared a quorum present. It probably was Cuggy, wasn't it?
Yeah, above it. Oh, never mind.
And on motion to confirm, is that what we're doing? I guess we are confirming that they're qualified and stuff.
That's not the way it's reported out, though. When people make their motion, they use the...
They say...
no ethical
qualified.
Or...
You say that the candidate's
qualified.
That the candidate's qualified.
And there are no legal or ethical barriers.
Sure.
I can actually hear my uncle's...
I thought it was like to report.
Reading this, I can hear him talking.
It is. I
get
a motion to report.
Right now, I just work for myself.
Well, I know that...
Well, I don't do anything.
So that should say report instead of confirm.
On both of those. Report.
Then under consideration of ONCR 1622, it says RJ made a motion to report, and then it said we went into executive session to discuss plan of operations. Didn't we go into executive session and then come out and report it?
How has been, not to jump off of that, but how have we been reporting that on the committee minutes, because we've done this so many times.
Where sure it says report to Congress that there are no
legal or ethical barriers.
Yeah, but they say confirm, so it should be changed to report.
There's a candidate
as well. Well, it does say that within the motion, but on right here in bold it says motion to confirm. I thought we were reporting to Congress.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yes,
we
it needs
to
be a report. You're not confirming anybody.
Okay.
Whenever they do the confirmation,
it's a motion to report on it.
Yeah, that's right. I have the wrong language. I did not change that.
What's
ONCR
1626? What is that?
We're going to talk about it today.
Oh.
We thought it was a duplicate, but it was the Pinnacle Design Group asset.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, wasn't this meeting just yesterday? that's report.
Are you saying that it's all kind of running together?
Yeah, it is at this point.
The dimensionless capitalization of service. Page two at the top. Scribner's error.
Who is this Scribner guy anyway? Scribner.
He's in error, I don't know.
He's made a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
The way that I had it written in my notes was that you guys reported that out first and then we went into executive session.
Really? Okay. Is that how we did it?
I don't know why we would have.
I thought we went into executive session and then come back out and reported it out, but maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't.
No.
Made a motion to enter into executive session.
Well, I'll make a motion to just postpone approving these minutes until we can go back and listen to the recording and find out what happened. And then take notes from that. So, motion to table these minutes for April 18th so that we can keep going.
Second.
Motion made
in
second, I guess.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
Have, do, we don't have another meeting after this, do we?
There's one at 11.
No, I mean at Commerce.
He has one
done?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
I think 1 to 3.
When I say we, I mean you, Selena.
You know, we
I know
could.
You'll be the one that has to do it.
We could rearrange the agenda.
Allison's in there with her headphones.
I can consider number 6 first. If you wish.
I don't anticipate a whole lot of discussion about the board appointees. I mean, based on what I've heard from other members, I think we could kind of whip through, get through that right quick. This other issue could potentially take a while, and then we not get to these, so I would.
Well, I don't have any questions about any of the picks. I'm ready to just report them out because they were our selections. And at this point, we're all very familiar with them.
What do you, where are you anticipating all of the discussions coming from on six?
The same place where you will probably.
No, they're not here right now. Right.
Okay, well.
Too late.
Do we, does anyone have any questions about the appointees? I don't.
No, I just had a comment, like, I don't have a problem with any, sure, but I also don't have anything to go by. Does anyone else have, like, for the other boards, we have something specific to go by. So at this point, we don't have anything to go by anyways.
Well, Francis Murphy.
Well, no, I'm saying when the other boards, we can look and say, okay, here's their minimum qualifications. I don't know that that exists for this board, so how can, I don't even know how to report it because they say, like, to have a minimum qualifications, blah, blah, blah. There are no minimum qualifications, are there? That I'm aware of, so I don't see how we could say
that would
not.
Be in the articles of operation.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. We don't have anything to.
Well, I'll send it to everybody. Do you want to print it out?
We have the articles.
Sure. I don't know. I didn't compare. I didn't look in that to compare, so if anybody wants to do that, to say we did that, unless everybody else did that, I did not.
I don't.
I mean, that's what we did.
You don't but
need to do that.
Gee.
I don't know. It's fine. I was just saying for myself, I didn't know what I was going off of anyway. So.
Do you want me to read something to you?
Yeah.
Sure.
The board of directors, the management of the company shall be vested in an independent board of directors. Company shall have not less than 3 nor more than 5 directors who shall be known collectively as the company's board of directors or the board and individually as a director. The board of directors shall have general responsibility for the autonomous management of the business and affairs of the company, shall direct, manage, control the business of the company to the best of its ability, and shall have, subject to the limitations set forth in this agreement, full and complete authority, power, and discretion to make any and all decisions with the board, which the board shall deem to be reasonably required in the light of the company's business and objectives. No director or directors shall be entitled to bind the company in dealings with third parties, but the board of directors acting together may authorize and identify one or more directors or an officer to do so on matters within the board's power. Okay, terms. I'm going to scan through here. I don't think there's any qualification. It just says that they'll be appointed to the initial term of 2, 1, 2, and 3 years. Qualifications. I found it. Each director shall be a natural person who has reached the age of 25 years, possess a high school diploma or general equivalency diploma, have no felony conviction, have substantial business, financial, or industry experience, and meet such other requirements as may be imposed by applicable law. So that's the qualifications portion.
Yeah,
pretty basic, except what is an unnatural person?
I don't know.
Robot. Okay.
Automaton.
Tree hugger.
That's really funny.
They gotta be tree huggers? Is that what that means?
Unnatural. Don't shave.
Then I will make a motion to. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to point out that they did all state that they would be willing to serve without compensation, just for mileage or travel reimbursement.
I know everybody says that except for Susan. I was like, someone was actually honest because everyone else says no, but then they complain about their pay and reimbursement.
Would you be willing to serve on the board? Okay. No.
Yeah.
That's what
I appreciate her honesty.
I'll make a motion to report out to Congress that Francis Murphy, Baron Rivard, Jackie Badley, Teresa Mead, Jim Perrier meet all the qualifications and there are no legal or ethical barriers for their
consideration
at Blue Stem Ranch LLC board appointees.
Does
that make sense? Yeah. Motion made and seconded that we report out as part of the motion. All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item of business is tomorrow we'll have the board, the representative of the OLC, Tallgrass Economic Board here, Economic Development Board. If this runs into a lot of questions and controversy and concerns that we can't answer today, we could table this to the call chair, put it on tomorrow's agenda, but that's just an option. So this is my bill, so I'll turn it over to John. This is just what I think is a simple transfer of assets from the Osage LLC, the Tallgrass Economic Development. It's limited, I think, to only Pinnacle Design Group, which is a one-man operation that's owned by the Osage LLC. We've passed it before, and it was vetoed because there was other assets in there besides that. And that's about all I'm saying about it.
Hollicle Pratt.
So I understand that it was vetoed, but then the next time it was presented, it passed, which is why we were confused because these resolutions look extremely similar. The only difference that I saw was the dates that they were filed with the clerk of Congress. So that was, I think that was some of the discussion we were talking about, because they both specifically say the groups within attachment A, and and then had different dates that they were filed with Congress. So we were just, I think the discussion was like, how are we supposed to distinguish what's what? Because, and so then we were given the paper that says attachment A, and it has Pinnacle Design Group, but should, I just guess for documentation purposes, like that's, shouldn't the other stuff that was in the previous attachment A all be included on a paper that says attachment A, so we can keep it organized for future purposes? So that was, I think that's what caused the confusion the other day, because the only difference in the language was the dates that they were filed. So I think that's where we were when we left the other day.
Could I ask, Rebecca, are you familiar with that? Did you hear about that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Well, on the original, I think the original transfer, that was attachment A dated, I think, January 13th, and it was vetoed. And then there was some resubmitted with an attachment dated, what, April 13th?
Well, no, the one in January passed.
Yeah.
So it was vetoed.
It was vetoed in the fall.
It was vetoed previously, then filed again, and it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one's filed, which is why we were confused. We thought it was the exact same thing. We're like, we already did this. And so that's all I was saying, is the one that was filed in January and the one that was filed now, the one in January is enacted. But it says filed with the clerk of Congress on January something. And this one says the exact same stuff, filed with the clerk of Congress on April whatever. So, and they both say what is included on the assets or whatever, included on attachment A. And so there was no description of what it was we were talking about. And if we're, so then we're like, okay, well, where's attachment A? And there was a piece of paper that said attachment A, and then it said Pinnacle Design Group, but it didn't include what else on attachment A if both resolutions have an attachment A.
I didn't think there was anything other than about Pinnacle Design Group on the next, the last attachment.
This is the attachment that goes with 16.
With this one, but where's the attachment A that goes with the one that was passed in January?
I'm not sure what the one that's passed in January was, what number that was, but I can go look.
Well, that would be another.
You know, well, that's all I'm saying, is that to keep track of, if this says attachment A and that was passed, something went with it in January, then we do attachment A again, and this is going with it in April, and then what if another one comes and then that's attachment A again? And so
but they're all separate bills.
Attachment A is
separate
the same on each document.
Well, I think that we were just talking about the language.
Yeah, I'm trying to I'm trying to understand. I think I agree with the clerk. I'm trying to understand what the question is. So you're attachment A with each resolution, the two individual resolutions, is confusing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. I mean, that's the discussion we were talking about the other day, but then attachment A was included. So I just thought it should include everything on there. But if not, then that's fine. I guess there really is no problem. It's just we were confused saying
right.
These look exactly alike, except for a different filing date.
I think what we passed in January was just for two assets to be transferred, or maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is a whole different transfer of asset, something else. I don't think this attachment needs to say the same thing I would.
Well, then what is the problem then? Because we like
no problem.
Tabled it and like.
Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm just curious. If there is any discussions or if that we need to have, is there any issues with this asset that any member of Congress is aware of that we need to consider not transferring over? Because before, the reason we didn't was because there was the potential for litigation. Apparently, that has been determined that there is not potential for litigation, or the Tallgrass Board wouldn't recommend that we transfer them over. So unless there's some sort of issue that we need to address or talk about, then let's move on.
Were we waiting on a board action that said
right.
to transfer the assets?
That's what I was going to say, is we were right. saying, where's the resolution?
Yeah, I think
just
that's
to
what
show that they this is
that
they
that's
want.
Where we were. Yeah, you're right.
We wanted the board to provide us a resolution stating that they were fine with the assets being transferred, or they approved the assets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we got that or not. But Congresswoman Edwards.
So yesterday, Congressman Supernaut helped me by calling Sharon Bertram, and I was asking what exactly was going on here. And they indicated that she, in turn, called, and I'm printing off the copy for you guys. She, in turn, called the Tallgrass attorney, and that's Todd Holman. And he told me what they're transferring right now is their membership interest, not the assets, because the assets are approved, are part of, the company is approved as an 8A company, and the SBA would have to approve a new company becoming 8A certified, and so they're not transferring the assets until such time as they get approval to transfer the assets. What they were transferring was the membership interest. And he sent me an email, and I am printing it all so you guys can have it. And it said something about, and then there was a discussion that they were having about getting this resolution for you. And it says, the board is having an emergency session to pass a resolution.
Okay.
So, has anybody seen that emergency resolution, or that resolution that was passed in supposedly an emergency meeting?
I have Congressman Supernaut.
They're on the agenda tomorrow. The Tallgrass Board, they can bring that tomorrow and should be and give me an the afternoon talk to them about working on this resolution. If you want to wait, I'd like to get this resolved tomorrow and not have this debate out on the floor later. So be my suggestion that we table this until tomorrow or put it on tomorrow to call the chair or whatever.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. We're adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Did you check that out so I can sign it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you going to do that for all of these, Selena? At a date?